Slice Your Age in Half, Episode 12.
Welcome to Slice Your Age in Half, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey everybody, put your hands together. Yeah, how do you like the new music? Yeah, it's I just got this made and it's supposed to give you a lot of energy and I think it's working so far. I can kind of tell you've got the energy. This is your host, Dr. David Matto, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Slice Your Age in Half. Today we've got a fantastic show. I'll tell you what it's called. It is called 26.2 Ways to deal with holiday stress. Yeah, I'm going to give you 26.2. Don't even ask what the 0.2 is yet. You'll find out a little bit later. I'm going to give you 26.2 ways to get you through the next couple of weeks. You can do it. You're with me. And because, you know, let's face it, the holidays are generally a fairly stressful time. There's a lot going on with work, with family, with parties, people you love, people that you maybe don't love so much, and you got to deal with it all. You got to deal with the eating. You got to deal with time constraints. Maybe it's not going to be as easy for you to get your workouts in. There's all kinds of things going, but guess what? You're now going to know 26.2 ways to get you through this holidays stress-free. We're going to do it right here. Before we get started, I will tell you, first of all, this month does require a little bit of a different mindset just because it's a different month. I mean, December is a tough month. Like I said, there's a lot going on. And so it's we're going to make some possible even some exceptions during the month of December. Not many, not too many, but I'll tell you what that's all about in just a little bit. A few things before we really get started with the 26.2 ways to deal with holiday stress. My free book offer is still out there. So for those of you that are not really sure what my book is all about, a few years back, I published a book called Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. Now, this came out originally as a hardback book and hardcover book. And a short time ago, actually, we made it into a Kindle book, electronic version. And it's really been a great seller. It's geared to anybody, all levels, doesn't really matter what your level of fitness, where you are, whether you're in great shape, whether you're not in not such great shape, whether you're overweight, whether you're whatever you are, it's geared towards you because it's going to help you in 7 days. Now, the 7 days is a little bit tongue-in-cheek because what that means is each chapter, there's 7 chapters in the book, and each chapter represents a quote-unquote day. And when you understand each of the days, the quote-unquote days, then you're on your way to becoming much healthier and happier in your lives. That's why it's called Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. I'm giving you a copy for free, no strings attached at all. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to give me a tip. You don't have to, there's nothing you have to do. All you have to do is get your free copy. It's an Amazon Kindle copy. You just go on to Amazon, amazon.com. If you do a search for, if you just do a search for Impress the World with Your Body, it will come up under my name. I'm the author, David Matto. And make sure you click on the Kindle version. The hardcover version, I can't make that free right now. But the Kindle version is totally free. So you go in there now, click through a couple little clicks there, and you'll be reading it right after the show today. Now, I don't want you to do it this second because I've got a lot to talk to you about on this episode of Slice Your Age in Half. We're going to be talking about 26.2 ways to deal with holiday stress. And as you know, 26.2, it's got a little bit of play on numbers there because one of my favorite numbers is 26.2. It is the length of a marathon, 26.2 miles. So go ahead and click through, get my free book for the holidays. Also, I wanted to thank you again. I know I do this pretty much every episode, but I want to thank you so much for being a listener of Slice Your Age in Half. Without you, I couldn't be doing this. Without you, I'd be talking to myself. So I've got so many listeners out there. This program is getting more popular and has grown faster than I ever dreamed it would. We've got thousands of listeners right now all across the world. I mean, mainly North America, but I'll tell you something. We've got listeners all over the planet. And again, I thank you, my listeners, for making this possible. I will ask you a favor for the holiday season. I'd like to ask you just one easy favor. And if that is, if you like my show, if you like Slice Your Age in Half, if you think it's helping you a little bit, share it with one of your friends. Just share it with one friend if you like it. But if you love it, if you really are loving, you think this has the capability of really helping more than one person, I ask you to share it with two or more friends. The more we grow, the more listenership we have, the more I can share with you. So again, this is totally free. I do not make any money off of it. It's a passion of mine, but I love spreading the word. I love helping my listeners. So I do ask you to share this as much as you possibly can. Now, also, I'd love to hear from you, my listener, if you ever have any questions, if there's anything you want to share with me, if there's anything you'd like to just, if you just want to say hello, if you want to run something by me, I'm here for you. This show is all about you. So the easiest way to reach me is to go to my website, which is davidmaddow.com. And I'll spell it out just in case you're not sure of the Maddow part. It's davidmaddow.com. On the website. Now, it's also easy to get there. You can just simply type in sliceyourage.com as well. It'll get you to the same place. Once you're there, you can listen to any podcast. We've got all of the podcasts up there from the very beginning. Also, you can subscribe to my podcast on iTunes, which many of you are doing. But once you're on sliceyourage.com or davidmaddow.com, you can read my blog. Now, I'm trying to keep up with the blog. It's been so busy with this podcast. I need to update the blog a little bit. The last blog was put on there a short time ago. It's a great one. It's a great one. It has to do with dealing with stress. But by the time you listen to this, I might even have another one up as well. But check that all out. And also on my website, davidmaddow.com, there's a very easy way to contact me, talk to me, email me. It's all done right there. It's very, very easy. But if you're the type that just likes email, okay, I'll give you my email address again. My email address is rundrdave@gmail.com. That's R-U-N. Drdave, rundrdave@gmail.com. The bottom line is, I love hearing from you. I want to hear from you more. I'm here to help you. I will try to get back to you with a response as quickly as humanly possible. Sometimes it's immediate. Other times, due to my travel schedule and my work schedule, it might not be as fast, but I make it a point to get back to everybody. So try me on that. Take me, you know, test me. I will get back to you. I promise. So send me something. Love hearing from you. So let's now reveal the 26.2 ways to deal with holiday stress. Now, I've broken these up into different categories because, let's face it, there's a lot going on. So I've broken it up into how you can work out during the holidays. I talked to you about eating, about stress, about things that you can do at the very end of the day, and more. So I've broken them, as I said, up into categories. I will, as I go, I will give you a number for each one. So if you're there with a notepad or if you want to take notes, you can. But you're probably listening to this. Who knows? You might be in your car. You might be at work. You might not be able to really take notes right now. So just, if you can't take notes, that's totally fine. You can listen to this as much as you want to. Go back and listen to it again. Play it for your family, for your friends. Because, again, my goal is to help you get through these holidays. So I will be telling you what category we're working on. And then each of the tips, each of the little tips has a number. And we're not finished until we get to 26.2. So we're going to have some fun here. And I'm just going to take a little sip of my chamomile tea. I'm drinking chamomile tea today just to wet my mouth a little bit before we get going. I love chamomile tea. There's no caffeine involved. It's an herbal tea that's just proven to be like a stress reducer, a calming tea. It's probably my most frequently drunk tea. That sounds right. Most frequently drunk. Sounds like I'm drunk, but I'm not. The tea that I most frequently drink. Maybe that sounds a little bit better. But either way, I'm drinking chamomile tea right now. So I will take a little sip. And let's start with the working out category. So I'll talk to you about a few things about how you can keep up your workout schedule during the holidays without getting behind. And again, number one is actually just that. Number one is to focus on maintaining this month and not getting behind. So I'm not asking you to set any world records this month. It's not going to be the month that you're gonna do a workout every single day and make it your best workout ever. No, let's just focus on working out as best as we can and not losing ground, because then we're gonna really hit the ground hard next month when we start after the new year. We're gonna really go crazy. I got some great things for you then. But so for now, we're not gonna lose ground. That's number one. Number two is it's a great thing. I do this quite often, and it's really helped me and a lot of my listeners as well. Plan your workouts in your calendar every Sunday evening. So a good time to do it is after dinner or before you go to bed Sunday evening. Have your workouts kind of carved in stone in your calendar for the week, and do it on Sunday evening. And then what you do is plan your life around that. So in other words, it's not the opposite. You don't try to fit in a workout when you can, if it's possible, because chances are during these holidays, you won't be able to. You're going to be very busy. So plan your workout first Sunday evening, then plan everything else around your workouts. Number three, maybe you can do two shorter workouts instead of that real long one that just takes so much time. And let's face it, we're pressed for time. So if you're pressed for time, do a shorter workout, or do maybe two shorter workouts. And even real short workouts are okay. You know, again, something is better than nothing. So if you have very little time, a couple little short quickies, I'm talking even 5 or 10 minutes, it's absolutely better than nothing. The most important thing is to get it done. Okay, so tip number four. And this is a great one. I do this quite often. I do this with my wife, actually, because we have the same goals as far as running, walking, things like that. But number four is to find a buddy, whether it's a spouse, a significant other, a boyfriend, girlfriend, family member, work associate, anybody. It could be anything. But find a buddy and buddy up and get it done together. Frequently, when you hold somebody else accountable and they hold you accountable for working out, or it could be for anything, but for working out, there's a much greater chance you're going to get it done. So find that buddy and you will get it done, I promise you. Number five, maybe switch it up a little bit. Maybe you are a morning person and you'd like to get that run in the morning, or maybe you're an evening person. Maybe after work you get the run in. But maybe this month or even this week between the holidays, try to switch it up a little bit. See what it feels like to run at a different time of the day. So I'm typically, I tell you, I switch off a lot anyway. I'm normally a morning person as far as my runs, but sometimes I actually feel really good getting home from work. And if the weather's not great, if it's cold, I'll get on the treadmill so I can be an evening person as well. But so try it, switch it up, see how it feels. You might be surprised. You might find another time of the day that your exercise or your workout schedule works even better than you thought. So there's a lot to gain from this holiday schedule. You might find something new that you really like and incorporate it into your everyday life starting 2014. Number six. Well, again, I just talked a little bit about the treadmill, but number six is if the weather is not good outside or you just don't feel like getting on all your clothes, it takes a little bit of time to get everything together and then step outside, especially if the weather's inclement. So number six is maybe hit the treadmill if that's all you can do, if that's all you have time for. It really does take less time, especially if you have a treadmill in your home. It takes a lot less time because pretty much you just jump on it and go and do it. And again, even if it's a 10 or 15 minute walk or run on the treadmill, almost no time involved. Now, I will go back because I've talked about this in the past. After the first of the year, when a lot of people have made their resolutions and they get their brand new treadmills that are expensive, and several weeks later they find themselves not using them, you're going to find a slew of treadmills available for sale on Craigslist for pennies on the dollar. So if you're looking to get a treadmill at home, and a lot of, people that have, those of you that have kids at home, and it's sometimes tougher to get outside to walk or run, a treadmill at home, like I've said before on this program, is a great thing to have. And we're coming into the season where you're going to get a fantastic deal on a treadmill. So if you're in that category, be sure sometime in January, mid to late January, start looking on Craigslist. You will find a ton of them, and bargain with the people, because sometimes just giving them a little bit of cash for a nice treadmill that they have no use for anymore will get you a great one into your home. Okay, number seven. Now, I love this one, and it's something new I just put down here, and I'm doing this already, and it's not even 2014 yet. But what I'm going to recommend for number seven is to sign up for an extreme event in 2014, because I think if you do that, it's going to really get you pumped up. So let's say during the holiday week, you're stressed with your family, your friends, your parties, your eating, maybe lack of working out. Go online and find a really cool extreme event. Now, it depends on your fitness level, what an extreme event is. If you're hardly doing anything right now, a 5K walk or run could be an extreme event for you. If you're, into workouts a little bit more, into exercise a little bit more, maybe a 10K, maybe a mud run, maybe a half marathon, or maybe a marathon. But again, it depends totally on your fitness level. But find that really cool extreme event. Sign up for it this coming week. And I'm telling you something, like I said, it's going to get you pumped up. It's going to get you pumped up enough to get you through the holiday season, because knowing that you're signed up, let's use half marathon for an example, knowing that you're signed up for a half marathon in June of 2014 is going to psychologically get you in better shape through these holidays. Because when the dessert platters come around, you're not going to take dessert, because you're going to be running that half marathon in June of next year, so you're already going to get started. So try that, sign up for that extreme event. As a matter of fact, tell me what you signed up for. Maybe I will see you at one. You never know. So for right now, let's leave the category of working out. I've given you seven tips to deal with holiday stress already from working out. Let's go to the next category, which is eating. Again, it's difficult. You're going to be faced with so many chances to just overeat during the holidays. You're going to the parties, the family events, the work events, work-related events, and there's food and dessert and junk and alcohol everywhere. So we're not going to succumb to that, right? We're not going to. It's so easy to overdo it and overindulge. And then what happens is you look at the scale in January and you say, oh my God, what did I do? Was it really worth it? And the answer is no, it was not worth it. So here's a few tips how to get you through as far as eating properly. So number eight, and I love this one. This is actually in my book. I've been doing this for years, and people think I'm crazy. They say, Dave, why do you eat so much? And the fact is, I don't eat so much. But the tip is, eat before going to an event. So once you get to the event, you're not starving. And then, because what happens is, if you go to an event, a party, a dinner, something like that, and you're really hungry, I guarantee you're going to overeat. It happens every single time. Now, I started this a long time ago, years ago, even before I wrote my book. And my thing was, I think I called it eat before you eat. And I've been practicing this. And like I said, people think I'm crazy. I'm going out for a nice dinner and I'm home and I'm snacking on nuts, or I take a half a sandwich. But I'm telling you something, this really works, because I never get to an event where I'm starved, because that's when things really go downhill. Now, a little twist on this is even do a little bit of workout. Do a workout and then eat before the party or before the event you go to. I'm telling you, it really does work. Number nine, and again, you've probably heard this from me, but we're just kind of putting these all together now for 26.2 tips. Number nine is, use a small salad-sized plate. When you're at these dinners, when you're at these parties, when you're at these events, don't take the big dinner-sized plate, because you know something? You're going to be tempted to fill the entire thing up. And when you fill the entire thing up, you eat everything on it. So again, I've been doing this for years and it's worked so well for me. I use a little salad-sized plate for my dinners. Even if I go out, I ask very politely, do you have a smaller plate? And then even if I fill that plate up entirely, it's nothing like eating an entire large dinner plate's worth of food. So that's number nine. And also, by the way, just as a little aside, you can politely say yes or no to food. When somebody's offering you food, it's not an insult to say no thank you. So please just remember that. Number 10, I'm going to write this in capital letters. Do not take seconds. I'm going to repeat that for you. Do not take seconds, because when you take seconds, that's when it all goes downhill. Because seconds leads to overeating in general. And then seconds oftentimes leads to what? thirds, because, you know, you say to yourself, oh, it took seconds, I could take even more. Just a little bit more is not going to kill me. Then it's all downhill. Eat one helping, and then that's it. Done. Number 11. This deals with alcohol. I'm not going to tell you to drink zero because it is the holiday season. And, you know, what would the holiday season be like without alcohol? Well, you know, I drink very little, but I do drink some. But again, the key word there is very little. So I'm going to say, when you go to a dinner, a party, an event, one drink maximum. Please don't overdo it. Alcohol is all calories. It's high calories. And again, if you overdo it with the alcohol, I'm telling you something, you're going to look at the scale in January and you're going to say, WTF, what did I do? So number 12, and again, let's make no exceptions on this one. You're not going to like me, but you're going to like me after January. And number 12 is no desserts. Do not take dessert. I'll make an exception to that. If there's a healthy dessert such as fresh fruit, take a little bit. Now, remember, fruit is very high in sugar, which is okay in small quantities. But when you start thinking to yourself, fruit is healthy, I'm going to have five plates full, then no, it's not healthy. It's all sugar, and it's not going to be good for you. But fruit is good. It's got fiber. It's got a lot of good nutrients and vitamins. So yeah, you take a little bit of fruit. But again, the operative word there is a little bit of fruit. Please don't overdo it. I'm begging you. I don't want to see a slew of people writing to me in January saying, Dave, I took half of your tips to heart, but half of them I didn't do, and now I weigh much more than I thought. Don't do it, please. Prevent it now before you have to write to me in January and tell me that you lost out, that you're way overweight. Okay, let's go to another category. Let's go to how do we minimize stress over the holidays? So number 13, I love this one. In the morning, try to do some yoga. It doesn't have to be in the morning, actually. Let's stop with the morning because the next one, number 14, has to do more with the morning. But number 13 is to try to practice a little bit of yoga, some stretching, some breathing, a little bit of meditation to start your day. Or it could be really any time of the day. Now, I know during this program, it's an audio program, and it's very difficult for me to teach you certain stretching techniques or yoga poses or even breathing techniques. But I will say that, you know, you can find some of these online. Now, I will tell you, in an upcoming episode, I'm going to be having, I promised you this a little while ago, and this is going to be coming true. I'm going to be having Sandy, my yoga instructor, on, and we're going to talk to you for an entire episode and maybe even more than one episode about a lot of the things you can do as far as yoga stretching. She's really, really good, and she could do it a lot more justice than I can. So look for that in an upcoming episode right after the first of the year. But until then, you know, again, just some yoga stretching, breathing, meditation to start your day. And meditation can simply be sitting down on the floor on a comfortable pillow or on the sofa on a very comfortable mat somewhere, just trying to empty your mind of all thoughts. Just don't think of anything. Just kind of think of your breath going in and out and in and out. And a lot of times people use what's called a mantra to help empty your mind, to help free your mind of thoughts. So when you're breathing, let's say you're sitting down with your eyes closed, breathing in and out through your nose very slowly. As you breathe in, you can say to yourself, Sat. And as you breathe out, the word Nam. That's a very powerful and very common mantra. So just imagine breathing Sat Nam, Sat Nam. Now remember, you're saying this to yourself. Nobody else can hear you, but it's a great way to free your mind of thoughts. Okay, number 14. Number 14 is to have a morning ritual. Now, during the holiday season, maybe you want to get up a little bit earlier than you normally do. Maybe this will be the only time during the holidays that you actually get a little bit of time to yourself, because who knows, maybe you've got family in from out of town, you've got a crazy schedule. So getting up a little bit earlier and getting on with a morning ritual really could help reduce stress during the holidays. And you know, what it might also do is create a really good habit for after the holidays, because all these things I'm talking to you now to do during the holidays, they're going to help you quite a bit. But a lot of them are things you should be doing year-round anyway. And I've talked to you in the past about my morning ritual. I just get so many things done in the morning before a lot of people are even up. And I love it. It's my most productive and, should I say, the most fun part of my day for sure. I love it. That was number 14. Number 15 is get some sleep. Get plenty of sleep. Get enough sleep. Because if your battery is not fully charged, it's going to make coping with stress and with the holidays and with friends and family and business or whatever you've got going, your travel, it's going to make it a lot more difficult. So get plenty of sleep for you. Now, everybody needs a different amount of sleep. I, in particular, am best when I get between 7 and 8 hours sleep. I don't think I can sleep much more than 8 because my body just wakes up automatically. I never set an alarm clock at all. And sometimes a little bit less than 7 is okay. But I know from my body, between 7 and 8 hours are ideal for me. You know what they are for you. But again, I don't want to hear that you get 5 hours sleep a night and you wake up with a Starbucks coffee and that gets you through your day. That's not good. Let's make it a point this week to get enough sleep to keep you charged up and rejuvenated. Okay, now number 16, let's say you're at a party, you're at some type of an event and something's going on and you feel stressed out. Maybe it's somebody that you just don't like, you don't want to see, somebody's saying the wrong thing, they're embarrassing to you. There's nothing wrong. You know, when my kids were young, we used to do something, we used to put them in a timeout, I mean, isolate them from the situation, take them out of the situation. So there's nothing wrong with you putting yourself in a timeout. What it means is get out of the situation. If you're uncomfortable, you don't have to stay. So if it's, again, there's nothing wrong with using the old, I got to go to the bathroom excuse. Nobody's going to question you. And if you're cornered in a very tough situation that you just don't feel good about, Jimmy, sorry, I let me run to the bathroom. I'll see you in a few minutes. And then you don't have to ever go back to that area. Go somewhere else. And number 17 is if you're in a very comfortable, very uncomfortable situation, and just say you hate the whole thing. You hate the atmosphere of the entire event or the party. You know something? Leave. Just get out of there. You are your boss. You're the boss of your body. You're the boss of your time. You control everything. Get the heck out of there if it's uncomfortable. The holidays are supposed to be fun and stress-free. So leave the situation if it's really bad. Okay, now I'm going to move on to some things that you can do at the end of the day. These are all great. So again, I hope you do these and not only do them during the holiday season, but try to make a habit of doing these even after the holidays, because again, you're going to find they work really, really well for you. A chamomile tea is delicious. Even if it's a little bit cold, which my tea is a little cold right now, it's still delicious and it just... it's supposed to be calming, like I said, but it also, I wonder if it's possible for something to be calming and also give you energy at the same time, because chamomile tea definitely is a very calming type of tea, but it also kind of, I should say, like, invigorates me and gets me going and pumps me up to do good stuff. So I think it does a little bit of both, if that's possible. I think it is possible because I'm living proof that it does. So at the end of the day, how about this? Number 18 is to write down or think about what you want to accomplish the next day. Now, I find I'm a very goals oriented person. I'm always making notes of things that I need to do, whether they're very short term or very long term. But I do find at the end of the day, in the evening, sometime before I go to bed, I will make a list of things that I want to accomplish the next day. And you know what happens when I do that? Pretty much, it practically guarantees I get them all done. So try that. Try a little. It can be on a computer. It could be on a notepad. It can be anything. But the old index card or notepad on your night table works very, very well. Okay, number 19. That would be to, before you go to bed, release the day. release the day and any of its frustrations. They say you release everything to the universe. The universe is very accepting. And you know something, if you're harboring anything, any kind of weird feelings or stress or just anything that was not so great that happened during the day, just kind of sit down or lay down, and it's almost like a meditation, but just feel like you're releasing all of that negativity, all the negative energy into the universe. Again, it sounds a little bit new agey and a little bit hokey, but I'm telling you something, it really does work. Number 20. Now, this is if you're very stressed and releasing all of your stress and releasing all the crazy things to the universe just doesn't quite work, and you're laying in bed and you just can't seem to get to sleep. I don't know, maybe you're worried about something, but somehow like your brain is going a mile a minute and you just can't seem to get to sleep. Get out of bed. You know, there's no law that says if you're laying in bed and you can't fall asleep, you got to stay in bed for hours and hours and hours and just toss and turn. No. Here's what you do. Get out of bed. Try some yoga, just some relaxing poses, relaxing or breathing exercise, very slow breathing. Go sit in a chair with a very soft light and, you know, read a book and just do something very, very relaxing. Maybe you want to make yourself a warm cup of tea, a warm cup of water, a cup of milk, something that's just very, very soothing and relaxing. And then kind of, again, try your best to release all the frustrations, all the anxiety that happened during the day. Release the things that are keeping you up, that are not allowing you to go to sleep. Release them to the universe before getting back into bed. And then try it again, start over. And I'm pretty much willing to guarantee you, once you do that, you'll be able to fall asleep a lot easier. Number 21 is to reflect on three things that you are grateful for during the day. Now, remember, these are all things for the end of the day right now. So just think about three things that happened during the day that you're really grateful for. Could be you got a great run in, you got a good walk in. Maybe it is that you drank a really delicious cup of chamomile tea like I'm doing now. I mean, that's something that I'm really grateful for. And that's something that you could just think about and reflect on when you're trying to fall asleep, because it's a very positive thing. Maybe you connected with a friend. Maybe you saw a family member you hadn't seen in a long time and had a really good conversation. What about your health? You're in good health. Reflect on that. Be thankful for that. Your family, your kids, your grandkids. Again, it could be anything, but just pick three things that you're reflecting on that you're really, really grateful for. And again, if you've got that notepad by the side of the bed, feel free to write them down. I'm a big writer, and I feel like writing something down, either a notepad or in the computer, just for some reason, it cements that. It makes it more definite. So feel free to write these things down as well. Now, number 22 still has to do with end of day and going to sleep. I'm going to ask you to go to sleep with really positive thoughts. Again, we've already released the negative energy, the negative thoughts to the universe. So the last thing before you go to bed is you've got positive thoughts. You're strong, you're healthy, you're loved, you're happy. You know, what you think about during the last 5 minutes of the day, right before you fall asleep, the things that you think about are some of the most important thoughts you could have during the day, because they're actually kind of ingrained in your brain. And as you drift off to like the unconscious, or the, I should say, I'm sorry, not the unconscious, the subconscious world, these things that you're thinking about are going to be possibly in your dreams or in your thoughts or in your body while you're sleeping. So yes, so thinking positive thoughts at the end of the day, right before you go to bed, it's something that's very, very important. Now, those of you that are like a good book, Dr. Wayne Dyer has a book, and it's called Wishes Fulfilled, Wayne Dyer. And he's got a great chapter in there, and it's called Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep. And it has a lot to do with what I just talked about. So feel free to pick that up. Dr. Wayne Dyer, great book, Wishes Fulfilled. Now, we're entering the miscellaneous category. I've given you 22 tips already. I've got 4.2 left, because I promise I'm going to give you 26.2, which happens to be, not coincidentally, the number of miles in a marathon. So I'm getting you psyched, perhaps to maybe, I don't know, maybe to do a marathon in 2014. I'm not sure. Again, whatever your fitness level dictates, you don't have to, but that's one thought I'm going to put in your mind. Maybe 2014 is going to be a marathon for you. Now, that's not one of the, that's not one of the tips. That's just kind of a stray thought I just had. So let's get back to number 23. Miscellaneous category. Remain calm and relaxed. Again, you're going to be confronted with a lot of crazy situations, not only at work, at parties, with family events, but you know, I'm talking about now, what about out on the road if you're traveling somewhere, even whether you're traveling to go see family in another state or city, or whether you're just traveling to a holiday party. I want to tell you, they're going to be crazies out there. Drivers are going to be stressed out. They're going to be tailing you. They're going to be switching lanes. They're going to be drunk. So don't get into any kind of road rage. Don't get stressed out over it. Just let them do their thing and you do the best you can with your driving. Just again, remain calm and relaxed. Number 24, something I do every single day. I want you to start it now if you haven't been doing it and carry this on even after the holidays. I want you to weigh yourself every single morning. What this does, again, it holds you accountable. A scale is a measuring device. And without a measuring device, let's say, for example, a speedometer in your car, a thermometer outside, you don't know where you are. You don't know what temperature it is outside. You don't know how fast your car is driving. You don't know how much gas you have or how much fuel you have in your car. A scale is simply a measuring device that tells you about your body. So I want you to weigh yourself every morning because, again, it's going to hold you accountable and you're not going to want to overeat because you know the next morning you're going to get on that scale and you don't want to see that needle pushed a little bit further to the right than it should be. Number 25. It's a good one. They're all good ones. This is crucial during the holidays, well, all year round, but especially during the holidays. Please write this one down. I will not overspend. I will not overspend. I will not spend too much money on gifts, on dinners, on drinking, on entertainment. I will not spend too much money because let me tell you something, after the holiday season is over, I do not want any of you, any of my listeners, to get a credit card bill and you get it and you open it up and you say again, you say, WTF, what did I do? I was out of control. Because again, that's going to put you in debt. And my listeners are trying to get out of debt, not trying to get deeper in debt, because debt is stressful. So you know something? If it means you can't buy every single person in your family and office and all your friends gifts, so be it, because they'll still be your family, they'll still be your friends, they'll still be your coworkers, and you will not be in debt. Now, one thing you can do if you're going to the party, if you're going to a family event and you need to get some gifts, come up with a little game. Maybe instead of if finances are a little bit tight for you, if instead of getting a gift for everybody, agree that everybody at the party will kind of draw straws, draw names, and you get one gift for somebody. So it's a lot easier to get one gift for somebody, especially it could be a little bit of a nicer gift than get one gift for every single person there. So please, number 25 was do not overspend, and I underline that in heavy, bold underline. Number 26 could be the most important one, and it's simply to enjoy the holidays. Don't let them be stressful. You take control, enjoy, spend quality time with the people that you truly care about. And the people that you truly do not care about, don't spend time with them. There's no law that says you have to. And there's no law that says you have to spend a lot of time with them if you feel you're kind of forced to go to a party. Spend the most time and the quality time with the people that you really care about and love. Now, there's 26. I've given you 26 tips already. Here is number 26.2 because it's not a full tip. So I made it into a 0.2 of a tip. But it's pretty darn important, so I just wanted to be kind of cutesy and make this 26.2 the length of the marathon. My last tip for you is to listen to the program next week. Listen to Slice Your Age in Half next week because I'm going to give you some resolutions that you can make for the new year. Now, If you've been listening to Slice Your Age in Half, you know that I'm not a real big New Year's resolutions person. I'm one that kind of makes goals and watches my goals and thinks about goals all year long. And I really work them and work them hard, and I reach almost every one of my goals. So I'm not one that says, make a resolution and after the first of the year, I will lose 5 pounds. I generally do not do that. But so many people are in tune to the new year and wanting to make 2014 their best year ever. I'm going to give you some really cool suggested resolutions that you can use for 2014 and way beyond. So just listen to my next program, Slice Your Age in Half. That will be episode 13, Lucky 13, and you'll get some great stuff out of that. And also, just remember, coming up on a future program, it's going to be a little bit into 2014, whether it's in January or February. I'm trying to get this done as soon as possible, but I'm coming up with a program called Dave's Baby Steps. And what this is going to be, because, you know, a lot of you are simply frustrated and you just don't know where to start. We throw a lot of stuff at you as far as working out and eating and releasing your stress and financial. So I'm going to come up with baby steps. So if you just really don't know where to begin and you're frustrated and stressed out about this whole thing, if you follow my baby steps, you'll get there predictably. I was going to say easy. I can't say everything's easy. You got to work at it, but you'll get there predictably by taking baby steps. So that's coming up early 2014. Look out for that for sure. And so this is really, wow. I mean, I've given you 26.2 little tips to deal with holiday stress. I hope you have taken notes or re-listened to the program or listen again. I don't know. I use a lot of these words that might not be words, like re-listen. Is that a word? Well, it might be. I don't know. But just bear with me because I invent words sometimes. But in closing, I would like to wish every single one of you, my listeners, my friends, a very, very happy holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I will be back to you before the New Year because I'm going to be giving you the resolutions. But until then, have a safe, healthy, and blessed holiday season. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age in Half. You're no longer alone on this journey.